Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 11th. You'll be interested to know, 119 years ago, today in 1850, the celebrated Swedish soprano, Jenny Lind, made her American debut at the Castle Garden Theater in New York City, inaugurating a 93-stop American tour, arranged by showman Phineas T. Barnum, marking a triumph of artistry and cultural exchange. Her appearance, hailed as a complete triumph for her exquisite, powerful, soft, and flexible voice, inspired wonder and joy across the young nation, celebrating the power of music to unite people and heralding a golden era of performance and human connection. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 57 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:21. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 77 and a light northeast breeze around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 58 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 8:15 with a high tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 70 and a northeast wind around 8 miles per hour. Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 51 and a south wind 2 to 6 miles per hour. Saturday remains sunny with a high near 73 and a south wind 2 to 7 miles per hour. Saturday night brings partly cloudy skies with a low around 55 and a south wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. On Sunday, there is a slight chance of rain showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies and a high near 74, along with a south wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. Sunday night has a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 58. Along with an east wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Monday features a chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 69, along with a northeast wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Monday night presents a slight chance of rain showers with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57, along with a northeast wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the fire that badly damaged New Hampshire's historic Kimball Castle is now being considered suspicious, according to police. Guilford police are actively investigating the blaze with a New Hampshire Fire Marshal's office, as stated by Detective Sergeant Adam Batstone in a recent communication. This fire is considered suspicious until information or leads deem it otherwise, Batstone noted, emphasizing that the investigation is ongoing. Built in the late 1890s by railroad magnate Benjamin Ames Kimball, the castle overlooks Lake Winnipesaukee and was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1982. Authorities indicated that Kimball Castle will need to be torn down following the August 27 fire. Now on to sports. Brock Purdy, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback, is a long shot to play on Sunday against the Saints in New Orleans, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan, who noted that Purdy's toe injury could lead to missing multiple games. Shanahan said Purdy's left shoulder injury is less serious. Despite the injury, Purdy played through it last week, throwing for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the season opener against the Seahawks. Mac Jones is expected to start, with the 49ers considering adding a third quarterback to the roster. Tonight, on Thursday Night Football, Washington is at Green Bay on Amazon Prime Video. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, the Red Sox lost to the Athletics 4-5. Butler's single in the ninth scored Langeliers for the game-winning run. The Sox left 8 runners on base with 9 hits and no errors. Harris earned the win for the Athletics, while Chapman took the loss. The Red Sox record is now 81-66. Tomorrow night, the Red Sox clash with the Yankees at Fenway Park in Boston for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Lucas Giolito is 10-3 with a 3.38 earned run average and faces the pitcher who has yet to be determined. First pitch is at 7:10. In top news, Hims and Hers Health is expanding its testosterone offerings, with Chief Executive Andrew Dudum stating this positions the company to reach a wide range of potential patients. The company is launching treatments for low testosterone on its telehealth platform, introducing an exclusive oral testosterone called Kyzatrex and injectable treatments starting next year. Dudum noted that an estimated 20 million men in the United States struggle with low testosterone, and access to treatments is currently limited. Testosterone treatments have been controversial, traditionally reserved for men unable to produce enough of it. Dudum emphasized that testosterone supplements could aid those with low mood, energy, and various health risks as people age. In business news, Larry Ellison has usurped Elon Musk as the world's richest person. The Oracle co-founder's wealth has soared to $393 billion. Elon Musk can no longer claim the title of the world's richest man, at least for the time being. Ellison's net worth ballooned by $101 billion on Wednesday morning, according to a report from Bloomberg. His wealth now surpasses Musk's, which sits at $385 billion. Ellison's fortune surged after Oracle's latest earnings report suggested that its cloud infrastructure business would generate a staggering $144 billion over the next 4 years. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to just over $114,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $4,400. And XRP is up 2%. To $3.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google's new Nano Banana AI imaging platform is raising concerns about the trustworthiness of online photos, with its ability to seamlessly edit existing images to add elements that were never there. While it still struggles with generating new images, its potential for misinformation is alarming, as it could convincingly alter visuals in seconds. For instance, an edited photo of a campaign rally could misrepresent attendance numbers. Moreover, tests on historical events, like the moon landing, reveal how easily NanoBanana could create convincing fakes. As this technology evolves, users must remain skeptical of visuals and prioritize media literacy. And in entertainment news, in a powerful new film, Steve, Cillian Murphy portrays an inspirational teacher navigating the challenges of a reform school for very disturbed young men. Directed by Tim Meelens, Steve showcases the struggles faced by educators and students alike as the government pulls funding in 1996. The film explores themes of aggression and redemption, featuring a cast that includes Emily Watson and Tracy Ullman. With a release in theaters on September 19th and on Netflix on October 3rd, Steve promises to be a profoundly moving experience, highlighting the dedication of teachers in a troubled environment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British novelist and essayist George Orwell. He said, "In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.